There is a scripture passage which we read recently which talks about how the word of God comes forth like the rain. And the word of God, like the rain, does not return to God empty, but comes and waters the earth and makes things grow and makes grain for our harvest and bread for us to eat, makes things for our nourishment and great things of beauty, and then returns to God in an endless cycle. And it's interesting to me that that particular passage is quite scientific as well as being quite beautiful, that the rain comes in this endless cycle, and so does the Word of God. So some weeks ago, people wrote on drops of water their hopes and prayers for themselves, for their families, and for their community. And so you'll see some of those at the top of our banner. And today we came and talked about what our world needs to hear. Fire. Fire can be a terrifying thing, and it should be in many respects. But the Bible uses fire in all of these interesting ways. So Moses' first encounter with God is when he finds a bush burning and not consumed. And ever after, the symbol for God sending, the symbol of the Spirit descending on someone, has been fire. And so Isaiah, for example, God comes to Isaiah and says, "You will be my prophet." And Isaiah says, "No way. Not a chance. I am the wrong person. I am not old enough. I'm not smart enough, and I don't speak well enough." In fact, he says, "I say such horrible things, I use such bad words, that you don't want any of yours coming out of my mouth." And at that moment, he has a vision of angels with coals, hot coals in their hands, bringing it to them to purify his mouth. And the fire burns away everything that is not clean, and he is sent out again. And Jeremiah has a similar story. But the interesting thing about those stories, for the most part, is that they come to one person, just one. One person at a time. Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Joel. But in the day of Pentecost, the Spirit comes to all who are there, to all of the disciples. That gift of fire, the gift of prophecy, the gift of the Spirit is poured out on all flesh, as Joel has said. And from that comes strength and opportunity and courage and the words in so many languages. But it is a refining fire. It is not ever without cost. It provides the means. The Holy Spirit provides the means. But there is cost. It is not to be taken lightly, which is why Isaiah says, "Not a chance, not me." And Moses actually also says, "I stutter. Couldn't be me. I don't know enough about the Israelites, because though I'm an Israelite, I was raised by Egyptians, and I can't speak to the Egyptians, because though I was raised by Egyptians, I'm actually an Israelite." All sorts of excuses because of the cost. And yet, through those individuals and through those disciples, the world changes. Today, I want to ask you to think about the words that you wrote here. Some of you had one word that was really important. Some had so much inside you that you wrote on many pieces of paper. And so I would like to give you a moment, a few moments, to think about one thing that those words call you to do in your community or in the world. One thing, an action, a doing. It doesn't have to be really big. It might be. Don't let me stop you. But it might be really small. It might be one act of compassion. Or you might want to start a political movement. Okay? No judgment. So, think about that. Pray about it for a minute. And we will come back together. And don't worry about the time, because I'll keep track. Let us pray. Do not be afraid of silence. For with Jeremiah, it was not the wind or the fire that carried the voice of God, but the silence. Having thought about this and prayed, I invite you to make another prayer. And that is to ask God for whatever gift it is that you need to make that action a possibility. Let us pray. Holy Spirit of God, the spark of divine love unites us across every division of background and ability, language and culture. Yet the same Spirit makes us different, equipping us with various gifts, calling us to serve in different ways. Whatever our individual calling, whoever we are, the breath of the Spirit fans into being the qualities of the life of God, God of love. We pray for all who need your help to take the action that can change one small part of their world or change the world forever. Breathe on us, Holy Spirit of God, and may our lives show your love and compassion. Amen.